This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
We have a busy day. We need to go and meet Jason Derulo.
Derulo
is, yeah.
And as
Derulo.
As part of preparing for that interview, it's now 10:30 in the morning. We have to be at the Three Arena for around 2 o'clock. I need to, one, wash my hair. Two, buy a ruler. You'll find out when you hear the interview in a few
minutes. I know why.
Three, go to the credit union.
Just because you love the credit union.
To pay Jason Derulo.
No, I need to go to the credit union. I have a... My account is locked because I haven't given a proof of address in a while.
Oh dear.
Oh, wow.
And it says I'm not even allowed to save anymore until that's done. So I need to get it done today. So that's kind of why I'm saying I need to rush this.
Yeah, I need to go home.
We're saying bye, essentially. Hi, bye.
I need to come up with like an outfit that Jason Derulo is going to go, that guy's cool.
Yeah, what the hell do you wear to interview Jason Derulo? This stuff, these are the things that keep me up. Like, that stresses
honestly
me out.
I don't know. I was thinking about that this morning as soon as I woke up. I said, what do I have that's kind of cool for an interview? You're also on camera. You want to be comfy.
I know. And a good camera.
I know.
Good cameras.
Yeah. I hate a good camera.
They show up every little dot in your face.
They really do.
Okay. Enjoy the podcast. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Wake up. This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning. Oh, yeah.
Hi, good morning. It's 3 minutes after seven on Thursday, the 14th of March, 2024. Did you say, oh yeah, as well?
Oh, like, yeah.
Producer,
do you say, oh yeah, every morning?
Oh, yeah.
Thank God Emma, Dave and Ashling are on. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
How are we?
I'm good.
Yeah. I slept so well.
Oh, that's great. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can I get a oh, yeah?
That's great. I came in today and was met with a barrage of comments on my appearance this morning. I was wearing a hat.
Yeah.
And that was the whole reason why I was met with all of these
remarks.
It's
funny because I've seen you in a hat before. It's not like it's the first time I've ever seen you with hat.
I think the reason why people were so shook was because I didn't take the hat off for about a half an hour.
It was a while.
Yeah, it was a while. I'll just give you a sprinkling of the quotes from people this morning. Emma Nolan said, come here, you look real cool. What's going on? She sounded absolutely...
What an awful thing to say.
Shocked beyond
did I
belief.
Did say that, Ashling?
You did.
I'm sorry.
Phil, who's our sports guy, just came straight up and goes, so what's the story with this now? And then as I went to the bathroom to take the hat off, producer Callum just looked at me and goes, you look like a real hipster today. The only person not to comment on the hat was David Hammond.
Represent.
Who famously comments on every slight change in the OOTD.
No.
What were you trying to hide under the hat anyway?
I just kind of felt like my hair wasn't really cooperating this morning and I recently knitted the hat myself. So I was like, I'll show off my new hat.
Wait, you made that hat?
I knit the hat, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That it's was like the whole thing that I was like, I couldn't believe it. I think that's why I was in shock and I didn't say anything.
It looks
I was in
like
shock
one of those
that you made it.
Real regatta, like I'm going camping
does,
for the weekend and it needs to keep you really
I think
warm.
You made a mistake. I think you brought the regatta hat and I think the one you made is back at home.
With all the string hanging off and all the holes in it. No, I knit that hat
that's
fair
impressive,
square.
Man.
It's nice.
I am
Do you
impressed.
Like it, Dave?
I would never wear it.
Okay, I didn't ask that.
But then what am I supposed to answer with?
Do you like it on me?
Yes. Very nice on you.
Thanks. I feel like that was kind of genuine.
It was genuine, yeah. Sorry, you don't want me to be genuine.
Thank you.
Yeah. I said, you look cool. Producer Callum said, you look hipster.
Yeah.
I mean, they're two solid comments.
Phil said, what's the story?
I think you
but
said,
we don't mind that.
You said, you look cool. What's going on?
Yeah, that was
which
kind
that's,
of...
Oh, that's not good.
That's like, you've lost so much weight. You look great.
No, it's like...
You're so glammed up.
Yeah.
It could also mean like... Sugar, do we have something on today that I'm not planned for? Like, is this something that I missed? Are we meant to be doing something cool?
Is it hat day?
You're with Emma, Dave and Ashling. This is Spin. Good morning.
Spin's Fully Charged with Now.
Quick one. His name is Teddy Swims and I wonder what his favourite stroke is of swimming.
Probably the butterfly.
Really? What would yours be have been?
I like the breaststroke.
The breaststroke's very relaxing.
It's the only one I can do, really.
I had a medal in duck diving. I could stay under
what
it the
longest. What the hell is duck diving?
It's when you kind of say you start at one wall of the pool underneath the water and you swim up to the however far you can go without coming up for a breath.
I love doing that.
And if you're really good at it, you can keep going and then turn at the other wall and come back and remain.
See, I always freak out that I'm going to hit the wall. Always.
Can you do the flip underwater?
Yes. Now, this is when I was a child. I used to get medals for it. This is when my lungs were lovely and pink and wonderful. Right. And they have been destroyed over the years. But okay, there you go. On Teddy Swims, Aisling, he's a bit of you. He discovered his love for music and his passion for performance through his experience in high school theatre.
Oh,
I love the way you say it. You never say theatre, you always say theatre.
Theatre, darling.
Darling, I knew darling was coming.
If he was in Ireland, he would have played Oliver. Or
maybe
the Artful Dodger.
Yeah.
But he's American, is he?
I don't think he would have had the flair to play Oliver.
That's Dave's role.
That was my role.
He did a musical called Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Oh, yeah.
And as well as Shakespeare plays. And this is maybe where, if you want to get to his level, you need to pick up the ukulele. I've been telling you for ages, play the ukulele. It's an instrument that just looks like something that you should be playing.
It does.
It was cool about 20 years ago, though.
Yeah.
The ukulele.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still think it's a lovely sounding instrument.
It does make you happy.
It sounds like Hawaii or something.
It does. Get on that, will you, please?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem.
No, don't.
I'll put it on the list for today.
You're already too cool.
Recharged.
Billy Gillies and DNA on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. 12 minutes after 7. Hope all is well with you this morning.
Good morning.
Came across a video on Twitter yesterday and I just bookmarked it because I just thought it was like funny and interesting and I wanted to just mention it to you, okay? There's no point playing the audio of this because you won't be able to understand it, so I'll just explain.
Why wouldn't we be able to understand it?
We're very smart.
No, I mean, in terms of if I was to bother playing the clip out in the radio, it wouldn't add anything to this.
It's too visual.
You know what I mean? It's too visual. It's essentially a little clip of this Japanese game show where the idea behind it is that contestants have to serve food on a slanted floor, okay? So you can imagine that there's four people sitting down at a table on the ground around this table, but it's quite slanted, okay? And then this lady or man comes in with the tray of food to serve them, but has to somehow make it over to their table without spilling the food. So naturally, all the food spills, everyone falls over, and it's funny, okay? It's funny, and I think it's something that I would enjoy watching on RT in a Saturday night.
Famously, though, Japanese kind of TV shows are always a bit mental. There's loads going on.
Yeah.
There's loads of colours, there's loads of characters, and there's just a load of... Usually violence.
Did you ever watch Takeshi's Castle?
I loved Takeshi's Castle.
I was obsessed with Takeshi.
So good.
And he's in the drink.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Very well done. No, with that in mind, I had a look this morning around to find some of their best. Now, some of them are as wacky as you've just described. Some of them did make me feel a little bit uncomfortable, but some of them are a little bit too far. Anyway, I've come up with a little game of real or fake Japanese TV shows.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Aisling and Dave, you need to work together on this, okay?
Is this one of them now where some of them, are they actually all real? Or some of them fake?
It's a real or fake mix.
Okay, some of them are fake.
I can guarantee you that. The first one, candy or not candy. And the objective here is pretty simple. Contestants need to bite into various objects. If they're lucky, they've bitten into chocolate or cake. If not, they've just taken a bite of someone's shoe.
I actually think I may have seen something about
shoe
this.
Shoe or candy or something like that.
I think I may have seen something like this. Like maybe it all looks like candy, but it mightn't be.
Yeah. But in today's world, cakes can look so genuinely like something.
That's
true.
Yeah. I'm going to say real. I'm going to go with yeah.
Yeah, let's go with real.
Good start.
Boom.
Number two, Sushi Showdown. Contestants compete in hilariously outrageous challenges centered around sushi. One round is called Sushi Symphony, where contestants must work together to create elaborate sushi sculptures.
Now, I'll tell you this. This is the reason I think it's real. I don't think Emma would come up with these names.
I think she would have come up with sushi.
I don't think she's come up with Sushi Symphony.
It's so hard to say. Sushi Showdown. Sushi Symphony. Why would it be called Sushi Symphony, but you're building a sculpture?
It's a Japanese game show.
So it just doesn't make sense.
It's real.
You're going to say real. Go on, I'll say fake.
Okay, well, I don't know what
you
to
don't
say
know
then.
What to do.
It's fake.
No! I'm so confident.
I made it up.
Sushi Show.
But that was a really good idea.
It was a good idea.
Thank you. ChatGPT might have given
me. Oh, there it is.
There it is. A little helping hand with the names. This one, be cute or get pied. The game forces women to be at their best waking up or suffer the consequences. Loads of women are sleeping on the ground. That's the premise. One by one, they're awoken by a judge. If they don't look cute enough, that like, oh, I just woke up, look. They get a pie in the face.
There's not a chance ChatGPT came up with that
that's
one. That
has real. To be real.
That's only Japanese. Yeah, absolutely,
oh,
of course
no.
It is.
Isn't that terrible?
That's amazing.
That's awful. That's so bad.
Oh, you'd be sickened if you were woken up.
This one, Love or Lie, Relationship Roulette. This game outs couples' relationships or puts couples' relationships to the test in a series of challenging scenarios designed to test their trust, their communication, their compatibility, and they're also given lie cards, which are kind of the bigger test throughout the show at random. And these contain fabricated scenarios designed to kind of sow doubt between the couples. Only the strongest survive, etc.
I think that's too boring to be real. Yeah.
No, I actually I think that's real. I think it's too boring to not be real.
We're misaligned.
I think it's real. You think it's fake.
I think it's fake.
It's fake.
Yeah. See, it's too ChatGPT. I know ChatGPT a mile off.
Yeah, and you clearly do.
Actually, this is actually quite sad because I wrote most of it myself and just was looking for the key lingo from ChatGPT, to be honest.
I mean, they're all great.
That's a bit mean. How to escape a farce. Contestants are tasked with finding inventive ways to avoid impending fart smells raised by their fellow contestants. Released by their fellow contestants. Delightfully observed and full of surprises, How to Escape a Fart is a testament to the limitless creativity and quirkiness that characterise Japanese game shows.
I don't care. I don't know. I've been wrong every single one. I'm done.
How to Escape a Fart.
Is that ChatGPT or not?
I would watch How to Escape a Fart.
I think it's fake.
I think it's real, but we're going to go fake.
It's real.
Damn it! The one time!
I would love to watch How to Escape a Fart.
So would I.
Apparently they're all running around and like climbing the walls so that they don't have to come within the like the odour of a fart.
If only we were born in Japan.
The sequel to How I Met Your Mother. How to Escape a Fart.
You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Here is Tate McRae.
Recharged.
Morning. I had a fun night last night. It was another epic pinball tournament.
Oh yeah, you were saying you're going to this.
Yeah, hosted by my boyfriend Alex. For context, my boyfriend Alex is American and his favourite hobby is playing pinball.
Yep, on pinball machines.
Yeah, so his kind of mission is to bring more pinball machines to Dublin, and he's got a little gang of men that enjoy pinball that he found, and we're trying to bridge the gender balance and show up at these pinball tournaments.
How's that going?
2 weeks. Pretty well.
Yeah,
it was a pretty good split. I think there was like 4 girls there last
night.
Amazing.
Yeah. Fair play.
How did he discover the other pinball fanatics when he arrived in Dublin?
I think he like went to some pinball night in Token and then a few of them were there. And then he also went on to Reddit and found like the Irish Pinball League, and they meet like a few times a year.
Brilliant.
And so he literally like got on the train to Limerick by himself one day and went and met some of them and came home in a car.
Oh God.
With a lift.
On his own.
I know.
Oh God.
So brave.
I don't like that.
He's so brave. It was quite a big night for me. There was a lot on the line for me because I have been the highest ranked female pinball player in Ireland for quite some time now. It's something
it helps
that I
to be with the boss, doesn't it?
It's something I hold quite dear. It's a unique trait that I quite enjoy having.
Just no disclaimer here to say that there's very little women that play.
No. There may only be 5 on the list, but that's okay. However, I missed the last tournament. It was on 2 weeks ago because I was in my musical. And my best friend Orla took that opportunity to strike and have a go at my title. So that coming into yesterday's pinball tournament, we were neck and neck on the exact same points in the league.
Oh, God.
In the rankings, okay? Wow. Yes, last week Orla was absolutely on fire and she came 3rd. She beat out 2 of who we describe as the bearded men. And they're the kind of elite crew. Yeah. Alex's gang of kind of, I wouldn't say middle-aged, but 30s. Late 30s men with beards who
love
pinball.
These are the lads
pinball.
That wore the t-shirt that says Pinball Ya Ochaclia.
Yeah, exactly. They're really into it. So when you beat a bearded man,
that's huge.
It's a big deal.
Well,
yeah,
it's like a boss in a game.
It's exactly like that. Yeah. So yesterday was a big one and myself and Orla got fairly far. We got maybe through to like the 5th round and we were both up against a bearded man each. And the person who reigns supreme and is now the highest ranked female pinball player in Ireland.
Go on, Aisling!
Is Orla.
Oh, no way! Oh, no.
My so-called best friend.
You've lost the title.
She turned to me and she goes, I'm not trying to beat you. I'm trying to beat Don. I was like, yeah, well.
The bearded man.
I can see through you. Yeah, Don, one of the bearded men. Crown snatched.
Now, how does your boyfriend Alex even try to make you feel better about that? As a
oh, he's dumped her. He's bro. Got Orla.
Oh, he was absolutely delighted. Yeah, he was actually like, Orla, woo, 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 woo. He was like, come for her. Yeah, it was quite funny. And it was actually, it was very nice. I'm very happy for Orla. She's becoming a really strong female pinball player.
Oh, good. Tell me this. Who, because I've been to this pinball tournament once and I was the first one out. Like, the first one. I lost. And I was told by Alex, Ashling's boyfriend, I couldn't have done worse.
You're actually the lowest ranked pinball player in the country.
I am. I am the lowest ranked pinball country. Yeah.
That's Dave.
If you join the pinball ranking, you will probably be ranked higher than me. I am the worst player in Ireland, officially. And I will take that to my grave.
At least you have a title, Ashling doesn't.
She has nothing. I got none.
You have something.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Ashling. Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I was just telling you about the pinball tournament that I was part of last night, ran by my boyfriend Alex. I'm so cool. And because it was a St. Patrick's Day special, there was a prize for everybody. So a prize for the losers and the winners.
For everyone?
Yeah, it was quite cute.
What was the prize for the person who was very first out, like the person who did the absolute worst? Because I remember I got a prize of like a fiver. It was great.
Yeah, you got your money back if you were first out. So my friend Chloe got the fiver. But it was actually a draw, so you just took a number and then that was a corresponding prize. Nice. I'd say the worst prize went to my brother. He won a Flavin's flapjack.
Nice.
But then I sent a photo of all the prizes to my mom last night and she messaged back and said, nearly as good as my bingo prizes today in class. She's a teacher. One of the prizes was a stick of chalk. You could win an elastic band or a ball of blue tack. Like, that is peak teacher.
I'd love a ball of blue tack.
A ball of blue tack. Keep a man happy for days.
Right now, David Hammond would be absolutely...
Can you imagine how happy I'd be?
We have to keep the blue tack away from him.
Yeah, we do.
These beautiful things that are...
Benson Boone on Spin. You're with Emma, David, Ashling. Hey, SZA tickets are going on sale tomorrow morning.
Oh, savage.
Yeah, Malahide
Castle, yeah. SZA, Malahide Castle, class. If you don't want to... If you stress yourself out in the morning, you're a big SZA fan, you want those tickets, well, Michaela Hayes has them. She's on after us here at 10 o'clock this morning. Have her on for your chance to win.
Good morning. I was on FaceTime to my sister last night and we were just chatting away and stuff like that and she was talking about the difference between dating and like dating for guys and dating for girls, basically. Okay. And I was
saying... Is she dating at the moment?
She is dating at the moment. I think she's a date like next week or something like that. But she is currently living away, like she lives abroad. So we're just catching up and chatting about dating or whatever because we're both single. So she said, I think that it's really, really hard to find out when someone likes you. Like, what are the signs? Do you know what I mean? She's like, she's not that great at picking up on signs. And I was like, I'm really bad for picking up signs. However, I'm the opposite. I'm like... I'm like, I don't know if they like me. I'm like, yep, they like me. From any of the smallest little tiniest bits of information.
You're clinging on to every sign.
Anything. Okay. Like anything. If they blink at me, I'm like, yep, that's them. I've got them around my finger.
I'm afraid I'm going to get a HR complaint.
Okay, now.
We're doing something very normal.
It's not the two of yous, obviously. It's more online stuff, okay? So for example, someone reacts to your Be Real. I'm like, we're getting married. That's it. We're getting married.
It is a big effort to react to a Be Real.
It is. Show me the slightest bit of attention, I will marry you. No problem.
Especially if they do a custom react.
A custom react.
In case you don't know, on Be Real, if you normally you just double tap to like something, you can make a custom react and you take a little selfie and your reaction is literally the reaction.
Exactly.
So that is a lot of work
on
Be Real.
That is not the sexiest thing someone can do to make me think, oh, I think they really like me.
Okay.
And it's this. When they like your Instagram story. I think that is, without a doubt, the sexiest thing a girl can do.
Oh my God, no.
I think you're going to get yourself in some hot water here. Every girl that likes your Instagram story, you're convinced they fancy her.
I'm not convinced they fancy her. I've
liked your Instagram. No, a like on Instagram.
Will you just take you two out of this equation, okay? You are basically my brothers. This is not, you're not in this.
Okay, cool. Once it's clear that that's not the case.
This is not the case, right? I'm saying for anyone else, when they like my Instagram Instagram story, I'm like, yeah, we're on. Let's go.
I'd actually go the opposite way from you on that and say that if I ever thought maybe, oh God, this person's like interacting with my stories a lot, maybe they're keen to like chat or whatever, I would say that an Instagram like in that new feature is actually lesser of compliment than someone sending a reaction.
Because that then
opens your DMs.
Yeah.
And if you react
in any way, it's a lazy flirt.
It's a very lazy flirt.
I think if someone sent me a reaction on Instagram DMs, I would be uncomfortable.
I don't like it. But how about before the like feature came in? Would you not have been like, I hate it.
Right. Yeah, yeah, no. I need to be the one to like, I'll message you.
I see. I think the opposite. I think the like is ultimate friend. Like, nice.
Ultimate friend?
I think.
No, but you know, I'm just like,
No,
if I wanted something more, I would go a bit further.
Okay, well, that's interesting. I definitely think it's a flirting thing. You think it's a friend thing.
Yeah.
Okay, flirt or friend. When you like someone's Instagram story, what do you think? 087-711-1038. Voice notes are welcome on this. I'm curious. I know it's not all the time, but I think there is, like, sometimes I'll like a girl's story and then the next day she'll like mine. Like, it's different. It's not, it's, if it's a photo of my granny, obviously everyone's going to like that. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's top tier content.
Exactly. It's unbelievable and it's adorable.
But you don't exactly put up thirst traps either. Like,
no, I don't. But sometimes I'm in the video or sometimes I'm like video myself walking around or something like that doing content or talking about something.
Yeah.
And if they like that, I'm like, you don't like the content.
Please don't
like
ever say
my
doing
face.
Content again.
Yeah, I'm an influencer. Emma. So flirt or friend, 087-711-1038, liking someone's Instagram story. I am voting flirt. I genuinely think it's the highest form of flirting at the moment.
Okay, another question. See. Is Dave delusional?
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm a little bit of a hot water with Emma and Aisling this morning because I'm saying that when someone likes my Instagram story, they are flirting. Whether they're like, what are you talking about? Who'd flirt with you? How dare you?
Definitely not that.
That's basically what you've said.
No, I'm just concerned at the laziness of flirting these days if a simple Instagram like is considered a flirt.
You see, I think it's absolutely perfect. I'll tell you why. Because it's not a, hey, what are you up to tonight? That's too far,
okay.
Right? That's too much because they might be like, ew, gross, freak, ah. But if you just like it, it's a nice little, okay. He's testing the waters.
Start talking.
If she likes your story.
Oh.
Do you know
I wasn't aware of this mind game. Also, I must apologise to every man I've ever liked a photo of on Instagram.
Yeah, now I'm getting nervous.
It actually doesn't mean I fancy you. I just was like, oh, that's really cool, that gig.
Have I been cheating on my boyfriend?
Right, is it the truth? Is it not?
Flirt or friend?
Sarah, what are you saying? Is it flirty or is it more friendship?
Definitely friend.
Oh, come on.
Friends. Ooh.
No, I actually have to disagree with you, Sarah, and purely because I've had people like my story before who are not my friends. Like, I don't even know them.
Yeah, well, that's kind of interesting, I suppose.
Do you know what I mean?
If it's a certain type of person.
Why do you think it's friendship?
Well, I find, like, when I'm going scrolling through Instagram and I just love her, because sometimes, and it could be a good friend, and like, oh, God, I haven't went through the effort of reacting to it and I just feel lazy, love her.
Yep. I think so too, and I think Dave has people who follow him who maybe don't know him personally, hence because you're on this show, etc. Mm-hmm. So sometimes if you're doing something, it's just like, oh cool, I know you are not, you know, it's just nice.
Yeah,
it doesn't necessarily mean they want you. Nice.
We're crushing this boy's dreams over here.
Thanks for that, Sarah, appreciate it. How am I supposed to find love?
Thanks, Sarah.
Bye.
087-711-1038.
Now tell me this, right? The 10th of March, okay, I put up a photo of a pizza and a Terry's chocolate orange, and I put the caption as boy dinner, right? And that got 6 likes.
Right.
One of them is Aisling Bonner, I'll give you that.
That's because I love Terry's chocolate orange.
But I'm saying, why would you like that image? If you didn't fancy the pants off me.
No.
Why would you like that picture?
No, you like the picture because you're like, lol, at the stadium. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, hon, what do you think of these Instagram likes? More friendship or flirt?
So I think it's definitely flirty. But if it's a picture of your dog or your cat or your pet,
or your granny,
or like a baby or something like that, then it's just friends.
I completely agree. Completely agree.
So, Katie, are you saying if the content is off literally anything else, Dave, I don't know, lying on his bed, cleaning his room, eating his fit food, you're saying that's all flirt?
They are flirting.
Yeah, 100%. Oh. Katie, I'm a big fan of you. You can like my story any day.
Hey! I'm here to hook up with this. All right, Katie, thank you for that. Have you had luck from the over and back of likes on Insta stories yourself?
I have not.
Okay. You're just aware of the methods of flirting.
But there is a it's a little bit of a rush, isn't it? You're like, will I like that girl's story or will I not? It's like, will I do it?
It's giving me Facebook poke.
No, it's not. No, I promise you. It's much cooler than the poke. Okay, it's much cooler. Don't do the poke.
All right, Katie, thanks for input.
Yeah, exactly.
Bye.
Bye-bye. See
you, talk to you later.
So there you go. I've got one. I'm sticking with it. Liking an Instagram story is flirty. And if I like your Instagram story, then watch out. I'll be in your DM. In weeks. Maybe months. Well, I just gotta get the courage up first.
I'm never liking anyone's Instagram.
I'm terrified. I'm never even logging onto that app again.
I'm so scared. Okay, coming up after 8 o'clock, your chance to win this holiday to Corfu on the golden ticket. If you want to play this morning for your chance to win a holiday 7 nights away, over thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Message us the word golden right now, 087 711 1038.
We promise if you enter, we won't consider that you fancying Dave.
Do it.
It's a great wake up day today. Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up. Dave and Aisling.
We got
the morning routine.
Hello, good morning. It is Thursday the 14th of March. Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin 1038.
Hope morning. You're
well. Good morning. I have an issue at the moment and it is because, well, mainly the issue is I need it to be payday, like pretty bloody soon, to be honest. I need some new runners because I have two pairs of runners and they are the exact same pair of runners.
Oh, dear.
I only like the one pair of runners. I don't really go and adventure off to another different runners. Don't need them.
I never realised. I didn't realise
that was an adventure.
to get new runners, that is an adventure. No, I know I like these, so I will continue to wear only these, and they are Nike Air Force Ones.
Now, Dave, I didn't realise you had two of them in rotation.
Yes.
I just thought you've worn the same runners for literally about 3 years.
No, I have two pairs in rotation.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I have two pairs of the exact same ones.
And are they both in similar Nick?
But you see, this is the thing. I wash them, right? So whenever one is on the list, one is being washed. I mean, whenever one is on the feet and ready to go, is being washed. However, what started to happen is that maybe I've been washing them too much because you won't hear it here, but when I walk on like a wooden floor or anything that's like just not solid, not a carpet basically, there is water stuck somewhere from the wash in the bottom of my shoe.
Oh no.
Right? Now I can't feel it. Like it's not wet when I, you know, when I walk or anything like that.
It's in the sole.
It's in the sole.
Under the sole.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like living in the sole area.
That's kind of fun.
It's not really.
Is it squishy sounding?
Because every single time you walk, it's that's all you hear.
Oh, it's so annoying.
And do you know how much of an ick that is when you're walking like with someone?
Yeah.
I was walking with my housemate Ben last night and he was just like, are you serious? Like, is that your runners? And I was like, stop mentioning it. I'm already anxious about it. Like, don't bring it up. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Every single time I walk, it's
what you need to do.
It's awful.
Is put them on the radiator upside down.
Tried it.
Really? And this is drying up.
This is what's making me think, actually, is it water or is it like glue or something that's not been? Is it like?
Yeah.
If anyone has ever had this issue washing Nike Air Force Ones, please let me know how to fix it.
It's scarlet. It happens a lot with Converse as well.
Does it?
When you're strolling along, it's just literally every second step is like.
Yeah.
When I first got my Docs for about a year, they squeaked like that.
It's not good.
And it'd be in a museum. Less than ideal.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Or a library.
Yeah.
Like quiet places.
It's not good at all.
Nothing makes you feel sexier as a lady, I think, when you're wearing like even little booty heels and you have a bit of a clip clop going on. That's a sexy sound.
Yeah.
Just quelching when you walk.
It's not a sexy sound.
Right, stick around. We want to send you to Corfu on your holidays. We're paying the golden ticket now.
2, 1. Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Emma, Dave and Aisling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
Guess what? A new day and it's still raining in Dublin. Hey,
oh, God.
Surprise, surprise.
Tell me brand new news.
I was actually looking at the weather for next week because I woke up this morning and I was like, I am sick of this. And it's actually looking pretty good next week.
Is it?
As in, the rain seems to, and that's an obviously early forecast. It doesn't seem to be much of it. Right. Having a very rainy week. Seems to be jogging off from Saturday morning, though.
I think Paddy's Day is actually supposed to be sort of nice. Yeah.
Well, as we all know, Met Aaron know their stuff.
Listen, we would love to send you to Corfu on your holidays for 7 nights, all with thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. And on to give this a go this morning is Lorna. What are you up to this morning, Lorna?
I'm going to placement. I'm in my final year of teaching
practice. Oh, very good. Cool.
Going?
Yeah. So I'm really there.
Have you got plans coming out your ears?
Lesson plans?
Yeah, I'm planning on going to Australia for 4 weeks in the summer to visit my friend.
Oh, so unreal. I literally meant lesson plans, but that's way more interesting.
Oh, yeah. No, I have all them done. Yeah, I have them coming out of my ears.
Amazing.
Yeah. And Lauren, a question for you. Is it really scary? You know, my friend is a teacher and I always remember her college experience, her placement experience, that one day where the examiner comes in and sits in the back of your classroom.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I had to have four of them done. So I have to have four of them now. So the first time I was like, oh, a lot, but it's fine now. Couldn't finish. I don't really care anymore.
And are the kids aware of it? Are they like, teachers getting tested?
I just pretend that they're from the Department of Education, and I pretend they're there for them.
Yeah, you say so.
Wow, that's very good.
You better behave today, kids.
We had two TYs in the studio for an hour last week, and I was bricking it. So I can't even imagine if it was an actual inspector. That's so scary. Well done.
Lorna, tell me this. What was your method of entry to the golden ticket? Did you hear it yesterday? Did you hear it during the week and thought, right, I'm going to enter that?
I've been hearing it for ages, and then yesterday I was actually listening, and I was like, oh, here, I'll just put my text message in.
Good.
So did it through WhatsApp then yesterday.
Nice. Okay. Lorna did a full-blown, I'll do it myself.
Yeah. You know what? No one else can do it.
I'll do it myself. Well, let's see if you can do it yourself and take this trip off us. This is Emma David Ashling's Golden Ticket. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds and you win the ultimate break in Corfu. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to tell us one artist that's on the song. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know the tune, Lorna, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final tune. So if you want to swap the song, shout the word swap, and when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next tune. All make sense, Lorna?
Yeah.
Just a quick one for you before we launch into song one, okay? This song, we would encourage you to listen very closely to the lyrics, okay?
Yes.
Because you might actually catch on to the song name.
Particularly the third word.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. It might be of help to you.
Lorna, I don't know what they're talking about. I haven't a clue. Well, Lorna, where are you from?
Dublin. What part? Navan Road,
very nice. Lorna from the Navan Road, 25 seconds on the clock. Best of luck. Song one plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
We were strangers at the bar, they were playing Wonderwall. I overheard you say you hate this song.
Oh, Strangers, Lewis Capaldi.
Stop the clock. Were you about to say One Direction?
Yeah, Wonderwall.
A Wonderwall tune.
It's kind of that vibe. Strangers, Lewis Capaldi, that is his new one at the moment. And it was said in the third word. We have 16.999 seconds left.
Oh,
so
lovely.
I'm going to say 17 seconds left. 4 songs to go, and you have your swap as well, Lorna.
Okay.
All right, let's go for song 2. Lorna plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Jazzy,
not taking. Okay, Jazzy Giving Me. We have 4.8 seconds left. And 3 songs to go. So this is going to be hard.
It is.
We do have a swap though, so we'll see if we can get through a couple more.
Let's go for song 3, Lorna, with 1 swap remaining. Plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Justin Timberlake.
Lorna.
What do you think the name of the song is?
I don't know. I don't know.
It was Justin Timberlake, and the song is Selfish.
Lads, this is annoying.
That's so annoying. That was really, really tough.
Sorry, Lorna.
I think on your day, you could have done really well.
I actually think you could. I think it was just song one might have messed you up a little bit, but we haven't played it for a while. Lorna, it was to be. Listen, thank you so much for playing. I hope you had fun, did you?
Yeah, I did. Thank you.
Good. We should really stop playing Wonderwall on the show.
Have a great day, Lorna. Thanks for listening. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Best luck with the rest of your placement.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy Australia. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay.
Will we try again tomorrow?
We'll try again tomorrow.
Well, someone has to enjoy this holiday.
True.
Golden in a WhatsApp now to register 087 711 1038. I'm excited.
I'm sweating.
And typically a very Aisling Bonner move. She's rubbing off on me. I set Dave and Aisling a challenge on the show yesterday. Reason being, Kanye and Kim Kardashian's daughter, Northwest. She's only 10 years young. And on stage with her dad the other night, she came on stage and announced that her debut album is coming. Okay?
Mm. Imagine and having the confidence to go out on stage and say that. That's so cool.
She is so incredibly confident for a 10-year-old. It's amazing. She's almost intimidating for a 10-year-old.
Yeah, I think she's kind of scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Her dad's album, the debut album, was The College Dropout. Kanye, of course. And this album that she's releasing is called Elementary School Dropout. And I said, come on, guys, let's predict some of the songs that might be on this album. Now, some fans are concerned that she's literally going to drop out of school at 10 years old. So what could be going on in her life that makes it onto the album? Why she wants to actually drop out of school?
Yeah.
Maybe her mom isn't cutting off the crust on her Sambos and she's getting fed up.
Yeah, I can see this kind of kid thing. Being a little diva.
Yeah, a little diva is right.
Also, in school, you're typically learning like nursery rhymes. You know, not writing her debut album, but dropping out of school. She did feature on one of Kanye's songs recently enough, and she sounds good. Like, this is a clip of her.
It's your bestie, Miss Westie. Don't try to test me. It's gonna get messy.
Like, she's 10 years old.
The flow needs some work. The flow needs a little bit of work.
It's a bit stilted, but her voice is nice.
It's cool.
She's got a good sound.
Also 10 years old and threatening people.
Yeah.
Don't try to test
including
me.
Including us.
It's gonna get messy. So, up first, I'll give you what I've gone with. And I'm doing this song that I predict to be on Northwest's upcoming album, Elementary School Dropout, to the kind of vibe of Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall.
Tune.
Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
Okay.
Just for context, in case you're confused, Northwest famously loves art, and her mom, Kim Kardashian, would often show her art pieces.
Yes.
Okay? Ah, you ready?
Yeah, let's go. It.
Okay. Artie. Northy. Artsy Northy here. I don't want to brawl. Artsy Northy wants to go to the mall. Don't need your courses, no copies and pens. You won't see Northy in school again. Artsy Northy, I'm getting so tall. Artsy Northy, look at my Lego haul. Don't try to force, I can count past 10. You won't see Northy in school again.
That was good. I need the air horns after that one. That's fresh, Emma.
Thank
that was
you.
Fresh.
Oh, I liked that doubling over of the vocal.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I'm also sad that I kind of don't even try to force. I can count past 10.
I didn't know you were the new Dr. Dre. That's cool. Our producer is our Emma Nolan. Right, we move on to my one, which is Superstar. Right, that's the name of the title I'm going with.
Oh.
It is to the tune of I'm a Little Teapot.
Nice.
Trap remix.
Are you ready?
Run it. I'm a little superstar, born and raised. Kim K is my mom, but I'm not fazed. When she gets all glammed up like a pleb, she still knows that I'm the real celeb. I'm a little superstar, night and day. Let's talk about dad, his name's Kanye. Wearing Nike around him, it's not easy. Just shout, Dad, I love your Yeezys. I'm a little superstar, don't forget. Here is my Rolex and private jet. If you do not know me, here's the sitch. I'm Northwest and I'm that rich bitch.
Nice one, Dave.
That's great.
Really
I honestly think that could be on it. I seriously think it could be on the album. That's great.
Ash, what have you got?
Okay, mine features a couple of similar concepts as yours, and it is North being like a rich diva, and it's to the tune of the banger that is Heads, Shoulders, Knees and Toes.
Excellent.
Knees and Toes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Fresh Yeezys on my feet, on my toes. New Rolex on my wrist, solid gold. I can't take your call, I got Bezos on hold. Owned Bitcoin in the womb, so I'm told. Brief interlude.
Dun, dun, dun.
shit on my lips, shake my hips. Making money playing Sims in my scams. I'm that 10-year slay, diamonds dripping from my limbs. North, hungry, ayo Kim, wear my dins.
Brilliant.
I think they could all actually be featured.
Yeah. Totally could feature.
Yeah, I think we're coming on to
something. I can't wait for this album.
She could be listening now and going, damn it, why didn't I put that on it?
Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, those old people slay.
those boomers.
The girly quiz, makeup, nails and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
No pressure, Dave. Because you have had two wins back to back, and if you do it today, you're on hat-trick mode on the girly quiz.
Ah, come here. Like, that's... There is already pressure enough to get all three questions correct, let alone, get a hat-trick. Like, would you stop?
We were only saying there a man in Waterford won £250,000 on the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with only... 3 lifelines and 16 questions. You've bloody 2 lifelines and 3 questions.
Yeah, true. Producer Callum, what's up?
I don't want to put too much pressure on you, Dave.
Sure you do.
But you winning the girly quiz isn't just all on you. There's people out in Dublin that really just listen to the girly quiz and don't leave until they know that you've won the girly quiz, and they will not be happy if you don't win. Last night, I was in Workman's. Okay. There was a comedy event on, and I met a lovely man called Graham. He recognised my voice because the comedian was talking to the audience. He was like, that sounds like producer Callum over there. And lo and behold, it was me. I get really awkward in those kind of situations. But he was saying that him and his daughter listen to the girly quiz every week. Absolutely love it.
The comedian was saying this?
No, Graham and Graham. Gracie is his daughter, and he was saying that Gracie will refuse to leave the car until she finds out if Dave has scored 3 nice on the girly quiz.
We should make Gracie late for school and just drag.
Gracie's in 5th class, and if there's any questions that Graham doesn't want to answer, he just palms her off to the mother.
Very good. Very good.
Brilliant. Love that. We're here teaching things.
Well, thank you, Graham and Gracie.
That is the nature of the girly quiz. All things feminine are covered, so if there is particular conversations you haven't had with your kid and you're not as open-minded maybe as Gracie's dad, keep your hand on the dial just in case there's something that you're not comfortable with your child hearing.
The Girly Quiz is with Irish Life Health, giving women direct access to GPs who specialise in female health. We mentioned there you have 2 lifelines. One is the Simplify a 50-50. The other is the Phone a Female. And our Phone a Female will win a Pamper Hamper just for coming on to help you out today, Dave.
That's Saoirse, who's standing by.
Saoirse. And look at that. Welcome back, Anxiety. Good to see you again.
Hello, Anxiety.
Haven't seen you in an hour. All right, question one in the girly quiz this week, Dave. Why might a woman use duo glue?
Duo glue?
Duo glue.
I'd imagine it'd be for 2 things. So probably eyelashes, but like, why it would be called duo? Probably for, well, 2 eyes.
Have you heard of duo glue before? No. Obviously not, no.
No, I don't think so. But I there's not a lot of things girls use glue for on their bodies, like.
What about those petal covers for nipples and stuff?
Petal cover, yeah. There's one.
Tassels.
Yeah, tassels.
Tassels. Earrings, maybe you stick them on with glue.
I'd be back in the Egyptian days.
I think it's eyelashes. I would imagine it's eyelashes. However, I'm not confident enough to say eyelashes because I don't think... Like, it could be something else, and I don't want to go out in the very first question. So I think I'd like to call in the troops for question one, if that's okay.
Are you serious?
With you.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Every feckin' time. Every time I call in. It could be question 3, and I'm like, I'm going to call in the troops, and Ash is like, wow, what a loser.
Good morning, Saoirse. You're live on Spin.
Morning, Saoirse. I've got 30 seconds on the clock, and I need you to tell me what duo glue is.
Yeah. It's used to put on fake eyelashes.
I was correct then. That's really annoying, isn't it? That's really, really
yeah.
annoying. I'm sorry. We could just have a chat now for the next 15 seconds. How are you? Anything going on?
Good, how are you?
I'm grand, yeah, grand.
Just going to college.
Oh, very nice, very nice. I'm a bit anxious myself. I'm going to go with eyelashes.
I'm loving this conversation. Let's just cut this. You are absolutely... correct.
Oh, thank God. Don't be saying before she says correct.
Well done, Saoirse. You've won that pampy hampy, as Emma called it earlier on.
Thanks, Saoirse.
Thanks, Saoirse. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, we move.
Okay, that's number one in the bag. Happy out.
Yep. You've used your probably most important lifeline, but here we are.
I just wasn't confident enough.
That's okay.
That's okay.
That's all right, darling.
You do you.
Let's
right.
go.
Question 2 awaits. Dave, what do the letters YSL stand for?
YSL.
Do you know what YSL is, even as a start?
I'm about to shock you.
Oh!
Yves Saint Laurent.
Oh, that was a nick. New ick unlocked.
Say it again there.
Like Yves Saint Laurent. Yves Saint Laurent. Yves Saint Laurent. Yves, you know what I'm trying to say.
You have impressed me, sir. You're absolutely right.
Come on.
Well done.
I hate the letters ones. Like, we've had LBD, we've had GDPR. No, what's GHD? That one.
GDPR. Come here, what kind of products do they sell?
Handbags, yeah. I think. Yeah, handbags. I can picture the YSL logo.
Very impressive.
They do makeup as well, don't they?
We asked a few of the men in the office that one and they hadn't a clue.
Really?
Yeah, they were stumped.
Happy days. All right, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Hey, he's doing well. Got that with no lifeline. Into question number 3, Dave. We asked the big boss in Spain yesterday this question and he got it wrong.
Oh, okay.
So bear this in mind.
No pressure.
If a woman is on the pill and wants to avoid getting her period that month, what can she do to stop it?
What can she do to stop your period?
To stop the onslaught.
Yeah. To stop that river.
Dear God, I'd like to apologise for Aisling Bonner.
There's no need to apologise. It's a natural thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
At the risk of being really unwoke, it's not that beautiful.
Shut up, Dave.
It is... I'm going to say what I think it is, right? Okay. However, I don't think it's...
Let's just riff.
It's a good thing to do because I don't think the doctor would say, yeah, this is a cool thing to do. Just skip your period, which is a natural thing. Like, that happens every single month. And I don't think you're really supposed to skip it.
I don't think you can just say skip. What do you mean skip? How would you skip your period? That's the idea.
I would say you double up on your pill. I would say you take 2 packets back to back. So like, you know the way when you run out of a thing, you're supposed to stop for like a week and that's when your period comes and then you go back on them.
On some pills, yes.
On some pills, yeah. So
I'ma say
double it up. I'ma say keep it going. Keep taking the pills.
And you have a Simplify and you're not gonna touch it.
Your Simplifies are crap.
That's very rude.
It's not very nice.
Actually, so rude.
You know, the big boss yesterday was stuck in a question and asked Aisling to come into his office to make the Simplify noise when he went into Simplify mode.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a big moment.
Okay.
You were saying you take the pill packets back to back to avoid getting a period.
I'm going.
Final answer. Need to hear it.
Final answer.
Yes! Yes!
Come on!
He did it!
Well done.
Look at that, a hat trick! That must mean a raise or something.
A hat trick.
3 in a row. Quiz.
You have done excellent.
I wish we kept track of streaks before, but I don't remember you getting 3.
I have never in my life.
And if you haven't, it's been very
never in my life got 3 in a row. It will never happen again.
And I have to just say to women out there as well, for the people who have ever doubled up and done it back to back, then you're really dealing with the onslaught.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
Right?
Yeah. Because you're doubling up, right?
Yeah. But it is okay to do, actually.
Is it? Yeah. I was wondering about this. I was wondering if doctors were going to get mad at me and be like, don't promote that.
Yeah, and actually, I was told before that you can skip a couple.
Oh, really?
Don't quote me on that one.
We are not
Thank
doctors.
Thank you, Dr. Bonner.
Sam was in touch. For question 3, both my girls said, if you don't want your period and you're on the pill, you just get pregnant. They said, that's the only way to not get them. They're 9 and 11, Freya and Kyra. Well, listen, for 9 and 11, I think they're onto something.
Very good. Or just pray really hard that you won't get
the period. I hate that solution, though. I really hate that solution.
It's the Girly Quiz with Irish Life Health. Helping people live healthier lives.
How will Dave do? Will he need?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzed.
I would be amazed. I don't feel like I can get my period this month. I'll just get pregnant.
Yeah. Deal with it in 9 months. Just impregnate me there. Grand. Keep me off it for a few months. We did say this game is educational.
Absolutely.
Proof is in the pudding.
There is.
Let's go.
Wicca, Wicca. We got what we need.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
morning. It's 3 minutes after nine. Emma, David, Ashling on Spin this Thursday. What's going on?
How are we?
Facing into now.
A long weekend.
Thank God for that.
Great vibe.
Great vibe as well because new Instagram feature that I'm very, very excited about. If you go to your DMs, I have sent you both a emoji. Ashling and Emma, what have I sent you?
You sent me a penguin.
And Ashling, what have I sent you?
You've sent me a lovely lady's shoe.
I have. And what I'd like you to do is click that emoji.
Oh.
And it's the shoe is bouncing around.
It's a brand new game.
The shoe is bouncing around the screen.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
And you have to basically, at the bottom of your screen is a little kind of
black mark.
And you have to drag that along and save the shoe from going underneath the black mark. Yeah, it's kind of like ping pong on your own or something like that. So what is your... I'd like to play for as long as possible.
Hey, now, Ashling has an advantage because she's a pinball person.
Yeah, that's very true.
I'm a wizard, yeah.
So yeah, this is a new Instagram.
I lost there.
Hey, Dave, this is a great way for you to flirt with the ladies. Like, hey, do you want to play a game?
Oh my God, that is great.
Do you want to play
that? Here, tap that. Thank me later.
So yeah, new Instagram feature. If you DM anyone just a single emoji and then click that emoji, you will be able to play a little game with that emoji, and it's deadly, and it works on every single one.
You know, more of this, please.
During lockdown, I played a lot of Connect 4 on WhatsApp with my friends.
I loved
Connect 4 on WhatsApp. Me and Martin Guilfoyle had a public game once on Twitter during lockdown.
Oh, yeah.
Essentially, you just make your board out of the white balls. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you send it across and you make your move, say with a red ball or whatever.
Sorry, I'm not listening
want.
To anything. Ashling's bouncing gone. Around with my shoe.
I remember doing this, Emma, I worked for a different radio station at the time, and I remember challenging another radio station called iRadio to a game of Connect 4 on Twitter.
And
I won.
Oh, did they play?
Yeah, they played.
Oh, that's fun.
It went on for like hours.
Yeah.
We were all just waiting on replies. But yeah, it's just those tiny little games. So there you go. Instagram DMs. Send someone a DM. Click the emoji and you will be able to
Get past six.
What makes you look like such a bad bitch though is if you are texting someone for the first time and you're like a few months in and you're like, hey, do you want to play a game of Connect 4 on WhatsApp? And they're like, how? I don't understand. How do you do that? And I'm like, well, wait, you see, I'll drop you over a board now.
My high score is 26.
No, it's
so
not.
So I would like you to beat that by tomorrow, please.
You freak of nature.
This is Emma, Dave and Ashling. You're on Spin.
You get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Ashling.
Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
There's a lot of doses going around. I feel like a lot of people are kind of sick at
Everyone
the moment.
Everyone is sick at the moment. There's nothing on the shelves as well.
Yeah, we haven't had sun in a while. People's immune systems are low. I've had a cold that's been kind of lingering for about a week and a half now. And I've had a good few colds this past year. And I always find with the cold, it's like some people say, oh, get Benadryl, no, get Lemsip, no, get Sudafed, no, get Nurofen. How do you know what you're actually supposed to take? They all seem to do similar things. And none of the names of them tell me anything about what they're doing for me, essentially. I think medicines are far too confusing.
Do you know what I like to take?
Yeah.
A couple of days off.
That you do. I think there should be just one medicine per ailment, and I think it should be named something very obvious. So it should do what it says on the tin.
Literally.
Yeah, so I've come up with a brand new list of names for medicines. This is what the pharmacy shelf should look like in the future, in my opinion.
Yeah, because you don't need those kind of like Sudafed. What does that mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean anything.
I have Sudafed on me today. I actually think
Ibuprex.
Great for the old colds. Producer Callum.
It's like when you're in the supermarket, you're going down like the cereal aisle. You know what cornflakes are because they're called cornflakes.
Exactly.
They're not called like oxymoron osmosis.
Yeah.
It's flakes of corn.
Yes. Rice Krispies.
Yes.
Crispy little rice, lads.
Yeah.
That is where we're at, and we're doing this with medicines now. Okay.
Love it.
Here's what I think the pharmacy should look like. The classic cold remedy. One product, snot be gone.
Yeah, perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Simple. That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah,
snot be gone.
Snot be gone, but one word.
Yeah. Oh, it's all one word.
Snot be gone.
Snot be gone.
Snot be gone. I would literally go, that's exactly what I'm looking for.
I'll take a box of snot be gone. Thank you very much. Yeah. For a persistent cough, we have just bye cough.
Yeah, that's
great. A little hand waving on the box.
That's cute.
Bye cough.
Yeah.
And then in the same range is flu off.
Yeah.
For flus.
Yeah.
Flu off.
F off for short.
F off. Yeah, flu off. Suffering from conjunctivitis, I prescribe you I goo away. it makes sense. Antihistamines. What the hell does antihistamine even mean?
Yeah.
I give you anti-sneeze.
Yes, yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Like antifreeze.
Like antifreeze, but anti-sneeze. Yeah. If you have a sore throat, I want a box of Make Swallowing Great Again.
These are like Aldi and Lidl versions of, like, you know when they have brands and stuff like that? Yeah. Like instead of Weetabix, it's Beetawix and stuff like that. Yeah. These are amazing.
I just love Swallowing Great Again.
A little tickle in my throat. Oh, do you want one of my Make Swallowing Great Again?
That makes so much sense because we all love that feeling when, or we're also fed up with that feeling when you do have a sore throat, like even trying to swallow anything is like, you have to go over a big lump.
Oh, it's awful.
Essentially, horrible. All you want is to just make Swallowing Great Again. Yeah. So that's all it needs to be called. No need for cranberry juice, girls, when you've got a bottle of UTI don't think so. And then the same kind of company could do a treatment for irritable bowel syndrome called IBS We Can. Coping with irritable bowel syndrome.
Very good.
Very good.
Lastly, Calpol. Never heard of her. It's Kid Fuel now.
Yes, Kid Fuel is brilliant.
Kid Fuel, Kid Juice.
Yeah.
Kid Make Better.
And it's and the byline is just yum yum. Yeah.
So pink, delicious. Pink and yummy.
What about for
pink and yummy?
What about for the contraceptive pill? No baby, please.
No baby, please. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
But it's actually
good.
No baby PLZ. Yeah. Have you taken your no baby PLZ today?
No baby, please.
Can I get the liquid sea better? You know, the liquid sea better just for the drops in my eyes. Yeah, yeah.
The liquid sea better.
I honestly think that they overcomplicate these things. Not all of us have a big master's degree in like oxy.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
I love the way we can't think of one long word.
No, we can't.
when we came up with osmosis.
Yeah,
Sniffle sticks. You know those things when you have like a blocked nose and you stick it up your nose?
Thing.
Sniffle stick.
Honestly, I'm so useless. I was like, yeah, I don't mind telling you. I'm on medication for my anxiety. And every time I'm at anything where it's like, are you on any medication? I'm like, yeah, it's exeshum. It's the one for anxiety that begins with E. And they're like, is it exeshum? I'm like, yeah, that one. That's the one.
That's
it should
one.
Be called Relaxitab.
Yeah. It should be called Stop Sweating. I'm literally there like, yeah, it's the exeshum.
Sounds fancy though.
Metro Boomin' on the Weekend and Creeping on Spin. I was just asking, did Mario release that first? I can't remember. Mario's in my mind because he's coming to Dublin and he's supporting Neo in a couple of weeks.
No way. Is Luigi coming too?
I was just going to say, if he doesn't come out and go, it's a me.
I'd love to go to that gig, but it's sold out. Totally sold out.
No
Neo
way.
And Mario, yeah, in a few weeks' time in the Surrey Arena. Anyway, sorry. Emma David Ashling, this is Spin. Hello.
Good morning. I would like to speak for what I think is probably the majority of people, that we're all kind of sick of the exact same reality TV shows these days. They're all the same, and they're every year. You have your Love Islands, you have your Armed Celebrities, you have your kind of Too Hot to Handle type of vibes.
I'm not going
to
say I'm sick of Big Brother, because I love it.
I do love Big Brother. I'm actually loving it.
That's kind of just had a comeback. Yeah,
it has had a comeback, but like, we're also, I love Big Brother more than anyone.
No, but the Love Islands and the beach and the hot bodies.
I'm like, get something new.
Yeah. Mm.
There was a game show, not really a game show, but it was kind of a reality show, a couple, like maybe last year, and it was about a guy who was on a jury, and he was the only person who didn't realise that the whole jury was actually actors. He was the only person who wasn't an actor.
The scenario was totally fabricated.
Completely fake.
He was kind of then the subject, and everyone was watching to see his reaction
to things.
It was
one of the best TV shows I think I've seen in a long, long time.
It's very like The Truman Show.
It was like The Truman Show, but this is the kind of vibe where I thought, I like this new concept of thing. Mm. And luckily E4 are still around. When's the last time you heard of E4? But that's apparently still a thing. They're starting
so
to change it up.
Them. I love E4.
They are creative and they're coming up with this new show. It's called The Underdog. Josh Must Win. Right? That's the idea of this reality show. I'd imagine with this show, when I explained it to you, I'd be like, they could probably only do one series of that. Mm. I don't know how they'd probably possibly do more. But
unless
the reason
they find
why,
another Josh.
Yeah, well, see, the reason is that this new show sees basically like, you know, a gorgeous, confident and larger-than-life influencers or just like good-looking people or whatever enter a popularity contest, which they believe is called The Favourite. And it sounds like this.
From the Ultimate Alpha, I'm the leader of the group.
Looks 10, everything 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
I would throw people under the bus. I would do whatever it takes to win this competition.
So it sounds a little bit Love Island,
yeah,
right? It sounds like those kind of people where it's like these confident people, they're good looking, they're tall and, you know, whatever. However, amongst the players, there is an underdog that no one is expecting and his name is Josh, right?
Hey.
So the rest of the contestants, as I said, they're kind of like these really, really confident and
ballsy
kind of people. And then there's Josh.
He's an underdog.
I currently live at home with my parents and four chocolate labradors.
And the least likely reality star ever.
So Josh is a little bit nerdy, right? He's smaller than a lot of the other contestants. He's you know, he's got bushy hair, he's got glasses, he hasn't exactly got the teeth out of turkey.
The
do you know what I mean?
That they all have.
Not that influencer look, which is absolutely
honestly,
fine.
If you watch Love Island, all the men look,
all look the exact same.
Yeah.
They all
look the same. Does Josh look like a real person?
Josh looks like a real person.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And he's a little bit awkward, he's a little bit not as confident in himself, right? But it doesn't matter because this isn't a beauty contest, it's a popularity contest, right?
Okay.
And all the players, including Josh, Josh is not in on this, he's just arrived to this show along with all the other contestants.
So like, he doesn't know.
He doesn't know. He hasn't a clue, right? And they're battling it out to be the most popular and win a cash prize, right? So that's why all of these contestants are like, oh, I'm going to be, you know...
Yeah. Throw someone under a bus
exactly.
for this win.
So none of them know that living next door is a group of celebrities masterminding their own game of strategy and doing everything they can possible to make Josh win.
Wow.
This popularity contest,
sounds
right?
Brilliant.
So it's hosted by Nick Grimshaw. And you also have celebs like Pete Wicks from TOWIE. You've got Vicky Pattinson from Geordie Shore.
Oh, cool.
And you've got Amber Rose Gill from Love Island. Do you remember she won with Greg O'Shea?
So like reality TV kind of.
Exactly. So it's kind of similar to the jury thing where the people don't actually know. But Josh hasn't a clue. The contestants haven't a clue. But the idea of the game is to get Josh to win.
Okay.
By making him the most popular in the group.
So making him the most friendly, the kindest, when those inevitable scenarios coming up where someone could look like the villain.
Exactly.
He's never the villain.
But the promo, like, I'm looking at the promo and I feel bad for Josh because he's looking a little bit awkward because they're all, you know, around like, cheers, oh my God, like, what's going on? And he's like, kind of just a little bit awkward. And
like,
he's going,
how do I get on this
these
show?
These are not my people, like, at all.
I know, when you walk into group and you're like, I don't really think I have anything to say to any of these
exactly.
people.
Exactly. Yeah.
So when is this starting?
I think it's starting in a couple of months, but I'm very, very excited
class.
About it. It's a brand new kind of concept, which
yeah,
I'm
like
really,
that.
Really vibing with. Because as I said, we're sick of the same old. Like, we'll always watch Love Island and stuff, but it's just there's nothing, anything new.
They're getting more creative. Like, I think I've never seen it, but The Traitors sounds like slightly like a very tactical.
Yeah.
And like I would love to watch that. It's meant
and I think
the
show is much more interesting just from the get go when it's more inclusive of ages and
everything.
Like, yeah,
you know,
yeah, totally.
Than
yeah.
Just being the hot bod.
I'd be curious though. Would the people who are like the, you know, the good looking ones and the influencers or whatever, who are the contestants? Would they be a little bit annoyed when they find out that they were
it's
never
rigged.
Meant to win?
Yeah,
well,
you know what I mean?
Against them. That's actually very true. And then how frustrated they're going to get when they constantly lose out these challenges.
Exactly.
Or, you know, realize that their popularity isn't doing as well as they thought.
100%. Yeah. I think it's going to be a very interesting show.
Interesting.
I was just about to say that. We're thinking the same thing. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
All right, for the final time in 2024, you're about to hear some tin whistle playing, folks. This is One Flute in the Rave. It's a kind of a Schacht in the Rave special. An alternative version of our game One Foot in the Rave, where we played tiny snippets of dance tunes.
I'm going to miss One Flute in the Rave.
You're going to miss One Flute in the Rave?
I think... it's a pretty bold statement to say you won't hear you playing the tin whistle on the show again in 2024. We are only in March.
That is true. I cannot guarantee that I won't whip out my flute at some point.
She loves whipping out her
She's
flute.
Always whipping it out.
Always whipping it out.
Joanne! Joanne! Hey, Joanne!
I have played a pop song on the tin whistle for you to guess what it is. This one being one with the same note played over and over again.
D. Major.
D major is the key and B is that note.
Oh.
But you didn't need to guess that. You just had to guess what the song was on 0877 11 1038 in exchange for two IMC Cinema passes.
Here is what you heard. Lovely stuff. James is standing by. How are you?
Oh, so good.
Good.
So good. Why are you so good, James? What's happening that's great in your world?
Oh, I'm just hitting a little bit of flute. I'm like a bit of flute on a Thursday.
True that,
don't
James.
We all?
Man after my own heart.
You do know it is a tin whistle, though, James, yeah?
I've heard of that, yeah, but I haven't really seen the compounds of it, so it might be flute.
When he says flute, he means Aisling.
yeah. Have you any big Paddy's Day plans, James?
I'm working, unfortunately.
Oh, no. What do you do, James?
I work in town, so they're sending me in for the day, unfortunately.
You're going to be in town? Oh, my God. You're going to be busy, so.
Yeah.
I think we're talking to a guard.
I think we're talking to a barman.
Oh. No, I think we're talking to the Grand Marshal of the parade.
Patrick Keelty. Why, James, can you tell us what you do?
Yeah, it's a guard.
Oh,
very good.
All right, Sergeant, what song do you think I was playing? Oh, on the bike. Fair play, Eco King. Yeah. Sergeant, what song do you think I'm playing on the tin whistle?
Only Girl in the World by Rihanna.
Is that a bit of a tune yourself now? Do you like that tune yourself, Garda?
Yeah, there's a banger, to be fair.
All right, let's see if the guard is correct. Let's go, James.
Well
on your
James.
Push bike.
You smashed it. Well done.
Cheers, thanks, guys.
James, can you just pretend to arrest me real quick?
Yeah, no matter.
can you read out my rights?
Yeah, on the way to court, so you can come with me if you want.
I would love to, James.
On the back of, give him a John.
Thanks so much for your play, James. Have a great day.
Cheers.
Mind yourself
so much,
on
guys.
Sunday. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
See, that's how you do it, lads. Make friends with guards. I'm untouchable now. Sorry, I know James.
I know,
okay.
You know James.
You know James on the push bike.
No, he's the mayor. He'll be in town on Paddy's Day.
Big fan of Rihanna.
I would say that James has after given us a fake name. We have a busy one today because later on we are heading to the Three Arena to interview Jason Derulo.
And you know what I'm really excited about? We're going in the stage door. I'm going to do some behind the scenes.
I know, it's exciting.
I've never gone in that door before.
Yeah, I'm going to feel like Beyonce.
Yeah.
Except we're going to
You've gone in there, of course you have.
Except we're going to be like walking in and not in like a big bus.
Yeah.
You know, we'll just
What's
stroll
it like?
In.
Ah, yeah, like it's just, we've been backstage in the Three Arena. It's kind of just like anywhere backstage,
okay.
Isn't it?
Just I'm not excited
though,
anymore.
I was wondering, because when I was 15, if someone told me I was interviewing Jason Derulo, I probably would have fainted. But
yeah. I know.
Who was your teenage person that you loved that if you interviewed them now, you'd be like, I think I can handle myself around that person?
Well, I would be Beyonce. I'd still absolutely crap myself. Possibly Mika.
Mika would be
I was
cool.
Obsessed with Mika.
What about you, Dave?
I don't know. Probably someone cool at the time, like David Guetta or something. But like, I don't know. I just loved his tune. Or Rihanna or something like that.
Oh my God, I'd still be absolutely on the floor if it was a Rihanna interview.
Yeah, but I'm also like, what the hell would I say to Rihanna?
How are the babies?
Yeah.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.